Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for June the 7th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinegal. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Today, I'd like to say a special prayer for all those people that's affected by that oil spill. Close, you know, the coast, it's going to impact us all. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for allowing us to gather. Today, I say a special prayer for all the families, lost loved ones, those that are losing their lives, the birds and even the fish that are affected by this oil. We're all connected on this earth. I ask you to remember each and every one of us, our darling sons.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands on a nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, approved specs for IFB, a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County. Item B, award IFB hangar number two roof and panel replacement at the South Texas Regional Airport to L&amp;L General Contractors, the amount of $874,900. Item C, award IFB Southeast Texas Regional Airport hangar number two lead abatement to Island Environments, in the amount of $42,626. Item D, award two IFB two pickup trucks for Jefferson County, Caldwell County Chevrolet, in the amount of $42,582. Item E, execute, receive, and file the acceptance of an offer on these two pickup trucks mentioned in item D. Item F, consider and possibly approve the repair of the padded wall cover for the backstops on 8 softball fields at Ford Park with Hall, Machine, Canvas, and Upholstery in the amount of $7,740.32. Item G and H have been requested tabled. We have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Where? Oh, last week? Okay. All right, any discussion?
I have a question. You want to do all?
No, this will end up taking care of all of them.
Anything else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens to participate in the 2010 census. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to rescind the presently existing burn ban. Item C, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Matt Vincent to the Mosquito Control Advisory Board.
Judge, could I ask that item D be handled separately?
Who?
Item D, could it be handled separately?
Oh, yeah, okay. On item C, approve the appointment of Matt Vincent to the Mosquito Control Advisory. He will be replacing the previous appointment, Bob Bentley. And item E, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the Jefferson County Data Reporting Improvement System. Item F, receive and file Jefferson County Data Reporting Improvement Plan. Item G, consider and approve a challenge grant from the Beaumont Foundation utilizing an in-kind match of $6,300 for the summer nutrition program. These funds will be used toward the enrichment component of the program. And by addendum, item H, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, the city of Beaumont, and the city of Port Arthur regarding allocations and use of the 2010 Edward Burney Justice Assistant Grant Program Award Funds.
Judge, I'll move that we approve items A, B, C, E, F, G, and H.
Second.
Have a motion to second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Item D, consider reallocation of $313,575 in Rita, in Hurricane Ike, Round One Disaster Funding.
Judge, Randy Blanks is here today, and I think Jeff Brannick has been meeting on this. I'd like to make a motion, based on what I know of this issue, for the court's consideration. And let me set a little precedent here. What we know is that on our road projects, the FEMA approval was received on far fewer projects than we felt were justified or submitted, because we know that we're going to have damage show up in the next year or two, which is hurricane-related. Also, what we know is that when the bids finally come in to contractors to do the road repair, if they're over the allocated amount, then we're going to be responsible for that amount. That being the case, I'd like to make the motion that we reallocate the $313,575 and any other funds that are determined to be disqualified from previous rounds to those road and bridge projects that were first submitted, and then in the future, if the court cares to go a different direction or has a high priority, that could be changed. But I think the cleanest way to handle it from my perspective at this point is to reallocate this money to road and bridge projects, and also any additional funds that may be determined to be ineligible from a previous request. Randy, is that a fair way to handle that? Does that seem appropriate?
Very fair, because we don't know what the contract prices are with materials going
right
up. Protect you, county.
Commissioner, I know that there was some discussion based on conversations with Mr. Blanks earlier about that funding, that reallocation, including any other funding or funds that are subsequently determined to be ineligible, but having discussed it with Mr. Rugg, I think it's probably best that we just leave it at $313,000, whatever y'all decide to do, and not deal with other funds.
I'll amend my motion accordingly, that I limit my motion to the $313,575.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the rules of the funding obligations would require, but certainly until those funds are encumbered, it doesn't prohibit you from coming back and looking at them.
Hey, anything else?
Yes, Judge. I want to thank Mr. Blank and Jeff for the hard work they did on the Port Sabine Pass Port Authority. It looked real shaky there for a while, and everybody in Sabine was pretty much threatened, but I appreciate what y'all did, and I think we got them allocated, and it's going to be a big help to the waterways and Sabine Pass as well as this region. Thank you.
Hey, anything else?
I need a second on that motion. Oh, we did. Thank you. Appreciate it, Commissioner.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, Consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct Two, the amount of $11,000. Item B, regular county bills, check number 339618 through check number 339922. Then there's a date of May 31st, 2010. Then item C is payment of regular county bills, check number 339923 through check number 340142 with a date of June 7, 2010. And by way of addendum, item D, consider and approve budget amendment for the purchase to replace rollers in Road and Bridge Precinct Two for road machinery in the amount of $55,000. Is there a motion on this?
So moved.
And a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering. Item A, consider and possibly approve county judge to sign a letter of final offer for four parcels of land required for LaBelle Road right-of-way for the connection of LaBelle Road and Highway 124 at Major Drive. These four parcels include William T. and Donna Condo, Judd Patrick Adams, J. Adams LLC, and Linda Zock Neff. This project is in Precinct Four. Item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 07-P-10 to East Tex Utility Construction for a sewer line to be installed by boring under Peterson Street. Project's located in Precinct Number Two. Item C, execute, receive, and file utility permit number 02-U-10 to West Jefferson County MWD for a water line to be buried in the East Club Road for approximately 98 feet and in the county right-of-way about 5 feet. This project's located in Precinct Four. Have a motion on these? Have a motion and a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Juvenile probation. Receive and file the juvenile probation department's proposed budget for year 2011 in accordance with section 140.004 of the local government code. A motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion and a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider and possibly approve regional crime laboratory forensic scientist Rebecca Sweetnam, attendance at the continuing education for forensic professionals program sponsored by the West Virginia University Forensic Science Initiative and the National Institute of Justice in Boston, Massachusetts on August 1st through the 7th, 2010. This training is provided to selected attendees by the NIJ, including registration, airfare, and lodging.
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, unanimous. Is there any other business to be taken up?
Yes, Judge, I want to bring the court up to date. We kicked off the mall project, the USDA summer nutrition program. When I left the service center, there was about 21 kids and about four or five volunteers, and it was going well going. The bookmobile was there. I think it's going to be a hit. It's a plus for our rural area, and I think it's going to grow. So I just wanted to keep you up to date with that, and I thank the court for looking at and indulging with Beaumont Foundation, because they want to enrich that program because they see it as a need also, and I want to thank the court for their support.
Thank you, Commissioner. That's good. I have a question for Patrick. Are we close to, or have we acquired the necessary funds to move forward with our bid for restoration now, to certify that?
Yeah.
Okay, because our time is, even though we extended it, we need to go ahead and get it started. So with that, I'll ask you to put it on the agenda for next week. Thank you.
I don't want to adjourn. I've got to sit here and sign these papers. Y'all going to sit here with me?
Yes, sir.
When you get old enough, you can say that.
Yeah.
No, if there's no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Judge.